Do you want to hear a funny story from the week?
Go for it.
I went to a Special Olympics Melbourne Cup luncheon with NAB.
Yes.
And I was hauled up onto stage to sing I Did It My Way.
How do you get hauled up on stage? I reckon you grabbed the microphone from whoever was comparing.
Just seeing Elvis Presley on the cover just reminded me of that.
How'd you go?
Well, I've got a video of it. I'll show you off air.
We might put that out on our social media, I think. Yeah, we put everyone else's
tips
out there.
That will be going nowhere. I was told by a couple of my colleagues I did okay considering I had no preparation. I was literally hauled up on the stage.
Do you do any work at NAB?
No.
No, fair enough. you'd fit right in there too.
Everyone around me does.
Apparently he's the Trent Barrett of NAB. Turns up. Doesn't turn up, gets paid, which is even better. Thank you, mate. Appreciate that.
Pleasure. Jimmy,
we'll speak
always.
Again next week. Remember, the BSB is back tomorrow morning at 5:30. Make sure you keep up to date with the New South Wales Open, the Golf Open, out there at Twin Creeks today as well. Enjoy your Sunday, everybody. No, Ray to say this. Enjoy your sport.
A message by email. Any person, any program, any matter. One email address will find us all. Go to skysportsradio.com.au, click feedback and follow the prompts. It's that easy.
This is Sky Sports Radio. Heard throughout New South Wales, including Bathurst on 100.9 FM, Wentworth on 87.6 FM, Glen Innes on 107.5 FM, and Evans Head on 88 FM.
Join myself and Lyle's 5:30 Monday morning, a full wrap of the New South Wales Open Golf.
Yeah, we'll see how the Wallabies went against Wales. We'll see how Australia in the cricket went against South Africa. And we'll give you a wrap-up of the spring racing carnival down there in Melbourne.
All that from 5:30.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
Good morning. Kevin Wolfe here, 10:02, thanks to Jimmy and Ray once again, entertainment. Big sports breakfast weekend every week. You got to have it. How good is it? You're missing out if you're not tuning into the big sports breakfast weekend. We have a big day for you today on Sky Sports Radio, and the highlight of which is the Cotton Cup out at Warren. 6.5 hours from Sydney, about 120 k's northwest of Dubbo. Population a tad under 3,000 people in Warren, a well-known wool and cotton region of New South Wales, and the Jockey Club has four major race days each year, and this is one of those, the Cotton Cup, and the race itself is worth $32,000, so you can't be sneezing at that. And we have John McKay with us, who's on the committee of the Jockey Club. And John, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm very well. What sort of day do we have in Warren? Is it warm?
It's a glorious day out here, blue skies. We're expecting a top of about 30 degrees. Just a nice light breeze coming across the course at the moment. So, yeah, expecting a great crowd and should be a beautiful day.
Well, Warren has been called several times the Randwick of the West. What sort of track have we presented today?
The track's a pitcher at the moment. We've held off the water during the week because we had some rain forecast, which has been great for the district. So we had about 27 mils fall all day Wednesday into Wednesday night. So we've held the water off. So just been walking on the track now, and I'd say it's going to be maybe a good four, I'd be predicting. It's got beautiful grass coverage. We've spread some urea, and we've top-dressed with about 60 tonne of mulch about 3 months ago. So, yeah, it'll be a treat today. Looks great.
60 tonne of mulch. With the shovels? You were on the shovel, were you there, John?
Yeah, I will say it was a shovel. No, we had a spreader, which was finally donated by a guy out here to lend it to the Jockey Club. So,
lovely.
Yeah, all volunteer work.
Now, talk us through the background of the Cotton Cup. How long has it been around?
It's a tad over 30 years the Cotton Cup's been running. Used to be a Saturday race meeting. Had huge crowds. About the last 10 years, we got offered a full PAB meeting off the PAB, which meant we had to change to a Sunday. So we sort of went from a Saturday matinee PAB meeting to a Sunday PAB meeting. So it's a full PAB. And yeah, in about 10 years, it's... It's a great sort of a Sunday session out, and you know, in peak weather conditions, it's not too hot normally. So, yeah, it's good tradition, and I think today will be great. We've got sort of travelling around from everywhere to come and enjoy it.
Excellent. It's always the first Sunday after the Melbourne Cup, isn't it? That's the locked in date for it.
Yes, it is. Yes. Yeah. It's the first Sunday after the Melbourne Cup.
Well, we look forward to this year's rendition. We'll get Col Hodges. How many is Cotton Cups as Col called, do you reckon?
Oh, I'd say nearly all of them.
Yeah.
So it'd have to be 30.
Yeah, well, we'll...
He'll be trekking about out here today as well.
We'll be running out past him a bit later on today. So, John, thanks for joining us. We look forward to a big day out there at Warren on Cotton Cup Day, mate. Thank you.
Great stuff. Thanks for having us on.
You're welcome. Thanks for your time, John McKay. Now, Mick Wallace has made the trip 6.5 hours from Sydney. I'm guessing he didn't do it this morning. Mick, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. No, I didn't drive up this morning. I have done that before, though, driven up on race morning. It is a fair old hike, but... from where I am on the Central Coast, but no, it's a lovely part of the world, Warren, and it's a meeting I always hold close to my heart. It was the first one I ever did on Sky Thoroughbred Central Cotton Cup Day, so I always remember it fondly.
How many have you done now, Mick?
Probably four, I'd say.
Wow.
Something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's always a great meeting and a fantastic track. Of course, it's been said many times that it is the same dimensions as Royal Randwick, the Randwick of the West, and they have had a little bit of rain there during the week, so there should be a little bit of cushion in the surface, and we've got a good 7-race card.
Gee, listening to yourself and John speak, well, I'm picturing this absolutely beautiful track, lovely sunny day, people everywhere, and as John so eloquently put it, good day for a Sunday session at the Warren Jockey Club today. So... Yeah. Let's get into it, Mick. We've got the first coming up at 10 to 2, so it's a late start. The last of seven is due at 25 past 5 in race one. It's a maiden over 1,000 metres, and here we have the scratchings of numbers 4 and 7, so a big field to get things underway. Here's how it looks through Tab Fixed Odds. One, Get Up Albie is $11. Two, Bows There is $8.50 out to $9.50. $3.80 out to $3.90, number 3 on a promise. Number 5, Beach Owl is $2.60, and the Fixed Odds fave in from $2.90 this morning. Number 6 is Orgetorix, it's $71. 8, Copperendi is at $19. You've got number 9, Ligny, is a $14 chance in from $18 this morning. 10, Power of Dubai is $61, one of the roughies. 11, Real Rainbow, $81. 12, Sonia's Gold, $150. And then we go 13, True Finesse, $4 into $3.90. You've got $150 about 14, Zazoom. And number 15, Any Lass Will Do, $81. So plenty of long hops in there. $2.60, the fave is Beachell.
This race is a little bit of a long tail. I do think the favourite will be hard to beat. Beachell has been placed on 3 out of its 6 career starts and is having her third run back from a spell this preparation. I think she should be at the top of her game now. Her most recent run there at Coonabarabran was sound. Finished second behind Formosa, and she stuck to her guns nicely that day. She's an on-speed type. If she can get across from an awkward draw, I do think she has the best exposed form in the opening event. Trainer Clint Lundholm's got a strong hand out there at Warren this afternoon. He's got a number of very good hopes, and this is one of them. We'll put one Get Up Albie in for second. This lightly raced four-year-old by Magic Albert only had the 2 race starts. Debuted at the July meeting at Warren and did a pretty good job to place there behind Blinkin' Dusty. Has only had one run subsequent to that, and that was at Dubbo on the 3rd of November, and didn't exactly set the world on fire. Was only passing a few there in the run to the line behind Amelda, but this does look a little bit easier, and he's much fitter today, no doubt. The 13, which is True Finesse, is an interesting runner. This filly, trained by Rod Northam, will be ridden by Dan Northey. Finished 5th at Scone, was a fair way from the winner in Gidgee Guy, finished around 7 lengths from the winner on that particular day. But I think improvements on the cards, and we'll put in 9, Ligny. I wouldn't be surprised if this mare bobbed up into the placing somewhere. I went around in only a moderate race, you know, depth-wise at Mudgee last time when finishing 2nd. But I think she can improve enough to get into the first 4 here. 5, 1, 13 and 9 in the opener.
5, 1, 13, 9, Mick Wallace there, race 1. Now, race 2 comes up at 25 past 2, and it's a maiden. Over 1,400, we take out numbers 2. And, in fact, that's the only scratching. So another big field. Number 1, Ben Shuff, is $5.50 into $4.60, and is your fixed odds fave here, the toppy. Number 3, Comzig, is $16 in from $19 today. Bit of a spec there. 4, Delago Express is at $6. You've got five Irish Spy, 150, six Duntroon Man at $5.50, seven Down Under Babe at 41, eight Fleur de Force, nine into 850, nine Marmalade Express is 151, 10 Queen Isla is 101, you've got 11 Tell May, $41, 12 Thorn Lass, $9 into 850. Yeah, 13 Wee Lassie at $6. There's been a spec for 14 Dusky Damsel today. Greg Ryan, the rider. It's $6.50 out to 7, back into $6.50. And 15 Anchor Woman at $19. Another big field here. The Toppy is the favourite. Mick?
Well, it's always difficult when you get big fields, but, geez, this is a real headache, this race. I was left scratching my head. I changed my mind a couple of times. I've ended up putting 12 Thorn Lass on top. I've come up with 12, 1, 14 and 7. I know she's had a few chances. She's having a 12th career start today. She's only got into the placings once, but she's been unlucky throughout her career. I think her record should probably be a little better than it reads on paper. She's rarely far away. The most recent run at Muswellbrook was quite good, got a long way back and finished on strongly to finish fifth behind Lights of Como. Karen Lund, trainer, had her first tab winner over the last couple of weeks there at Dubbo, and this mare, I think, has a hoof on the till and is ready to break through. One, Ben Shoof, had this fellow drawn a better gate, I probably would have had him on top. I'm just a little bit worried as to where he's going to get to in the run. When placing third at Downmine, two starts back behind Poppy Spreckle, I had the feeling that he was ready to win, and then went to the home track there at Dubbo last time and finished midfield, and just a course wide throughout, has been placed 2 of 5 and probably has the best form. The 4, which is Dusky Damsel, there's another one from the Clint Lundome stable. Greg Reiner, keep booking here. She finished 7th at Dubbo there last time and was on speed 3 wide. A better draw today should have her somewhere in the finish. And I thought the best roughie in the race was 7, and that's Down Under Babe. Brett Thompson trains, had 3 race starts, and on paper has hardly beat a runner home, but has had genuine excuses throughout her short career to date. Was caught very wide there at Mudgee last time, and is capable of bouncing back and getting into the placing somewhere. 12, 1, 14 and 7 in race 2.
12, 1, 14, 7 it is for the second. So the third comes up at 3 o'clock. Here we have a full field of 11, no scratchings at this stage. And precious little in terms of any money movement so far today. One Smarted Tyre is at $5.50. Two Pretty Little Fellow is at $13. Number 3, The Scotsman at $10. Four Baker's Image, $4.20 out to $4.40. You've got 5 Percussion, 15s into 12. In fact, it opened at $21, number 5 Percussion, and is now 15s into 12. Somebody's had a bit of an early lash. You've got 6 Fairy Fragments at $3.80, the favourite. 7 Naoko is at $5, 8 Peniella at $19, 9 Velvet Glove at $12, 10 Huss and Shout $81, 11's a Tigeroo here, Mick, at $51.
Good race. I've got 7, 4, 1 and 2. I just think there's a sense of timing with Naoko from the Connie Gregg yard. She's a very experienced campaigner. She's having start 70 today, but she has won on 7 occasions and been placed 16 times as well. So she's been a good little money spinner for Connections. And I just liked her preparation. First up there, placing at Forbes behind a Who Hit Who, and then really powered to the line last time at Bathurst over the 1,100 metres when finishing third to SCB. Now, the form of that race has been okay. SCB came out the week at later and won again at Dubbo. Barrier number 3, Mouse Robinson, will just have this mare tucked in behind the speed somewhere. And she does possess a good turn of foot, so hopefully she'll be able to utilise that here. She's down on the minimum 54 kilos. I think she'll be hard to beat. Four Baker's Image, not racing to his potential. He's had a couple of runs back from a spell today, and he'll have no excuses. He's got a good draw. He's a prolific place getter. Just the wind strike rate is the concern. Capbell Pitamac will take 2 kilos off. He does look well placed on his best form. One Smarter Tyre has been up for a long time. He's forced to carry a lot of weight most of the time when he goes around. He was a Grenfell winner 3 starts back, and then since then, a couple of runs at Gunnedah and Coonabarabran, and has been safely held. But from gate number 1, I suggest he'll be pushing forward, and he might be able to give some cheek. And 2 for a Little Fellow, this is another very experienced horse. 9-year-old now by Snippet Son. And it's been a little while since we've seen the best of him. He did place in the Colorado Bright Cup three starts back, but he's always been a horse that's performed quite well at Warren. He's had five goes at this track for two wins and a minor placing, and I just don't want to let him get under my guard. 7-4-1-2 in race three.
7-4-1-2 there for race three. In just a moment, we'll come back. We'll look at the four remaining races, starting with the Quaddie. Race four in just a moment at 14 past 10.
Wing Needy retired the fastest horse on the planet. A brilliant horse with blistering speed has left the gate in 25 twos, a time rarely heard of. Visit yirrabee.com.au.
Punters, we bet you. You can't find a better betting app than the Tab app. With more live Sky Racing than any other app, exclusive race previews and the biggest range of race replays on offer, you have everything you need to give you the best betting experience all in the palm of your hand. Plus, enjoy access to detailed form, cutting-edge data and expert analysis from the best in the business. Download the Tab app today and stay ahead of the game. Tab. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio's popular harness program, On the Pace, takes you to New Zealand this Tuesday. Hear from the key players in the $800,000 New Zealand Cup. And all the latest from Greg Hayes' trackside. That's 10:30 Tuesday morning, right here on Sky Sports Radio.
90 footy legends, six teams, playing for over $100,000 in prize money. And raising money for the Mark Hughes Foundation. The Legends of League return. One action-packed day of old-school rugby league. Come marvel at the skills of household names. Menzies, Badaris, Hindmarsh and Saylor. Saturday, November 17, Central Coast Stadium. Get your tickets now for the Legends of League from Ticketek.
Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
Everything you need for a winning day.
Yeah, good morning. 16 past 10. Kevin Wolfe here with Mick Wallace, who's giving us the preview for the meeting, the big meeting, the Cotton Cup at Warren today. Got up to the first leg of the Quaddie, Mick. It's due at 3:35. It's about 25 to 4. It'll start the Quaddie, and we have a big field again. Scratchings of 14, 16, 17, 18 from the top. One Lucky Assassin, fixed odds with Tab 5 to 5.50. Two Late Return is at $4.40. Three Tattinger from 7.50 out to 8. You've got 12 into 11 about number 4, Bring a Beer Along. 5 Claridale Lass at $51. 6 Caught in Camera, 26 into 23. 7 Wisconsin is 100. You've got 8 BBB, $18 in a point to 17. Number 9 Fourth Protocol is at 26. 10 Lope de Mango at $17. 11 Mum's the Word at 14. The favourite is at 12, Who Hit Who? And Greg Ryan has the ride. It's 4.20 into 3.90 this morning. 13 Future Road at 12, and 15 Butterfly Sky at $34. What do you like in this one?
Well, it's a very even bunch on paper. I've gone for 13 Future Road on top. Numbers 13, 2, 1, and 4. A bit of time for this mare. Wayne Martin picked her up from down in Victoria, I think, from memory. Wayne on the sidelines at the moment. Brett Thompson is looking after his horses at this point in time. And Future Road hasn't been seen at the track since finishing midfield at Forbes on Forbes Cup Day behind Lily's Little Girl. She's bored enough today. I think she'll give this a real shake. She's got a middle draw. Will probably sit just off the speed. And I think she'll be hard to beat. I think she represents value, put it that way, at around about that $12 mark. Too Late Return is racing quite well. I finished second at Dubbo in Class 1 behind Reward the Chaser. That was on the 3rd of November. Form prior to that was quite solid. And Matthew Carl on board, he'll give this fellow every conceivable chance. One Lucky Assassin is a lovely-looking grey by Murder Jill. And this course was first up for 90 weeks when finishing fourth at Dubbo behind SCB. He's had one start at the track, and he returned a winner. That was his only career victory. And from the good draw today, he looks a really good hope. And four, Bring a Beer Along. Recorded a good win at Grenfell two starts back, and then nothing much went right at Forbes last time. I think from memory might have burst through the front of the gates and was a bit stirred up. I think he's probably a better horse on top of the ground too, and he just struck that shifty surface there at Forbes last time. Good draw today. I'm sure he'll run well. He has been placed two from two at the track. 13, 2, 1 and 4 in race number 4.
13, 2, 1, 4 it is. We move across to race 5. Due at 10 past 4 with a field of 9 here. No scratchings. And what have we got? It's a 1,200 metre. It's One of Magic's Ariz at $4.80. Two Sugar Bay Leonard is $7.50. Three Know How, $18 favourite. Number four Molasses, and this is $4.40 fixed. You've got five Zootenant, $6.50. Six Any Blinkin' Day, $5.50. Seven Cadman, $4.80. In from $5.50. That's about the only mover so far this morning. Eight Long Lasting is at $9.50. $71 about number nine Prince Roo. So your favourite is the four Molasses here, Mick.
I think Molasses will be hard to beat too. Not a bad field here assembled for the feature sprint today, and I just think Molasses is the genuine 1200 metre sprinter in the race. So you look at some of the other hopes there. Magic Zariz, or you'd suggest he's probably a 1400 metre horse, even up to a mile. Any Blinkin' Day, I don't know what Any Blinkin' Day is at the moment. He's a bit in and out. He's an enigmatic type, but he's got the inside gate today. He's a hope in the race, but I'm just going to stick with the tried and true Molasses, who recorded a really good victory in the Cup Day sprint on Coonabarabran Cup Day recently, and defeated some pretty smart horses there in Our Dasher and Under the Thumb. Now, I think that was a stronger race that day, and the fact that he was able to get away with that, I know he's up in weight, but I think he'll be awfully hard to beat. One of Magic Zariz, speaking of weight, he's going to be forced to carry the 62.5 kilos today for Seth Hodgson at Coonamble. A very, very good horse. Had a genuine excuse when finishing at midfield there at Coonamble last time. Previous form was rock solid. He goes well here at Warren as well. He's had two goes for a win and a minor placing. He'll be stealing home. Six Any Blinkin' Day. If there's any sort of give in the trap, that'll only aid and assist him. I don't know if Barrier One's a help or a hindrance for him. He's a big horse. He needs a bit of room. If you go off his run two starts back in the Dandy Cup at Narromine, well, you'd think he's a big chance. But then he goes and puts in another bad one. You have to take him on trust. The two Sugar Bay Leonard, at one stage, looked like a very promising sprinter. I think Joe Pride might have had this fellow when in Sydney. And now trained at Narromine, that is his first up from a spell. His form did taper right off, but maybe a change environment might fire him up today. 4-1-6-2.
So 4-1-6-2 in the Sky Racing Jockey Club Sprint, which paves the way to the feature, the Cube Logistics Cotton Cup, $32,000 here with $16,200 to the winner. And we have a field of eight for this year's running. Now, the fixed odds. Number one, Bezel, 460 into 440 this morning. Two Distinctive Look, it's 850 out to 9. Number three, Steeman, is 10 out to 11 this morning. Four, Sea Lady, is 440 out to 460. Now, the fave is five, Hamoon Bridge. It's $3.70 on the tab fixed odds. Six, Dapperized, is 480 out to 5. Seven, I'm a Baker at 14, in from 19, mind you, today. And nine, Spinning Gold, is at $12. So there's... looks to be quite a few in this one, Mick. The favourite, 370, is Hamoon Bridge.
I think Hamoon Bridge will be hard to beat. I've gone 5-1-4-2. I'm really interested to speak with the trainer, David Smith, today. He's got two very good hopes in this race in Bezel and Distinctive Look. Now, if those two horses performed up to their very best, I do think they'd run the Quinella. But just looking at their recent form, It is a little bit mixed. Distinctive Look in particular, finishing at fourth at Musselbrook last time behind another Snappy. That was a really good effort, but prior to that was a little bit in and out. Bezel's going to strip a lot fitter second up today. Only beat one runner home at Randwick. First up from a spell, but he's pretty smart. He's got a good draw, and Reece Jones will claim the three. I mentioned I'm keeping Five Hamoon Bridge on top just because you know what you're going to get with her. She's racing very consistently. She won the Baradine Cup there at Coonamble, two starts back, followed that up with a good placing behind Sea Lady, where she was being hailed the winner only to be gunned down late at Coonabarabran. We'll put her on top. She's going to get a nice run. And on the minimum weight, Matthew Carl, she certainly tipped a lot of boxes. One Bezel, we talked about him, the son of a Street Cry, has won second up before in the past. 4C Lady, she's a real favourite of mine. I've just got a slight query on her at the 1600 metres here today. She was quite unlucky at Dubbo last time. The gap didn't come for Greg Ryan. Brandon Griffiths will claim a kilo and a half today. And she'll be running on two Distinctive Look. If he can repeat that run at Musselbrook last start, he'll be in the finish for sure. 5-1-4-2 for me in the Cotton Cup.
5-1-4-2 there from Mick. And we move across to race 7, due at 25 past 5 to wrap things up. And we take out the 5 here to leave a field of 11. to race over the mile, and One Bendy Boy is $126. Number two, Club Town's pretty short here, 280 into 250 this morning. Number three, LVR, is at $12. Four, Dark Force at 14. Six, El Rey Dorado, $3.30. Seven, Unresolved at $6.50. Number eight, Stick at $13. Now, the nine, Querion's been specced at longer odds today from $26 into $19. 10 is Sherbro at $26. 11, Strike Zone, 11. And Moralto at $51. They're rounds at out number 12. So you're looking at 250 pop here, number two, Club Town.
Okay, it's interesting to see that bit of money there for Querion, and hasn't exactly been running up to its best form this preparation, but I showed a bit of promise when last in work. My numbers 3, 2, 10 and 7 here, going with LVR. I didn't think this was an overly strong race to finish up the card, and this fellow's got plenty of speed. He finished fourth to Bathurst last time in a Class 3, and I thought it was a really good effort. Bumped into a couple of smart ones there in Tony's Reward and Sugar Dance, and didn't shirk the task. I just think if he can roll forward today and get over from the wide gate, he might be the one they all have to beat. Two Club Towns certainly ready to win, and this fellow finished second at Dubbo on the 3rd of November. Michael Lund's horse at Club Town finishing second to Gary Lund's horse in Unresolved, who goes around in this race as well. Has a good draw and is overdue for a victory, no doubt about that. I'm putting in the 10 here, which is Cherbro. I get the feeling that this fellow might improve today. It's another one from Michael Lund's yard. It'll be a big price, no doubt, but I was a Forbes winner there three starts back and was good at Narromine two back, and then last start got back and stayed there. But if you take out that last run, I think he's going along okay, and he looks over the odds for mine. Seven Unresolved has had a lot of recent racing, should push forward from a wide draw. And if there's any sort of bias towards front runners today, he might be hard to run down in the last event. So we'll go 3, 2, 10 and 7 in the final event. It's a funny track, Warren, because it's a big long straight. And sometimes the leaders can just skip away, and it can be difficult to make up ground from the back, but we'll keep a close eye on that pattern in the early part of the afternoon and report on that. A good card. Seven races there, Cotton Cup Day, can't wait.
Lovely. Well, your tips for the Cup, 5 to beat 1, 4 and 2. What's your best, Mick?
I do think we can get off to a speedy start in the first event with race 1, number 5, B-Shell.
Yep.
I just really liked that most recent run there at Coonabarabran, and there isn't a great deal of depth to the form in that first event. And race 3, number 7, Naoko, I just think getting out to the 1,400 metres, I think that is this horse's pet distance. Has won 4 times at the trip and does have a good draw. So hopefully a couple of winners there, Kev.
All righty. And in the first there, number 5, you're getting $2.60 currently, and the third there, number 7, is due at $5 right now. Mick, enjoy your... enjoy the cotton. Enjoy Cotton Cup Day out at Warren. We'll get Cole Hodges on, what time are you doing, Cole? About 20 past one, getting his thoughts. You can read all about it in the Warren Weekly, what happens today. And, of course, you can tune in to Sky Sports Radio there. 87.6 FM is our frequency. Mick, enjoy your afternoon.
See you, Kevin.
And we'll get Mick's late mail right through the day here on Sky Sports Radio. 28 past 10. In just a moment, we are going Chasing and Pacing Rewind.
Sky Sports Radio travels throughout the state to bring you the best in thoroughbred racing every day. Whether it's Group 1s from the city.
The Autumn Sun's levelling up like they hit it. The Autumn Sun, he's come from last. What a superstar.
Or meetings from our provincial and country regions.
Greyfell found the front inside the 2. This was the last one out. It's going to be the first one home. Big win.
Racing HQ and the National Racing Service are your windows to our vast racing world.
Dynamic Syndications' Gay and Adrian introduce a fantastic filly and the first yearling at Tullock Lodge by Wongina. Snitzel's Group 1 winning son and now exciting first crop sire. Trained by Gay, Wongina was the fastest 2-year-old in the stable and won the Group 1 Australian Guineas at 3. From Spooked, winning daughter of Group 2 winner Beat the Fave. Join our dynamic Gay and Adrian team. 5% shares, just $7,625. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
Punters, we bet you. You can't find a better betting app than the Tab app. With more live Sky racing than any other app, exclusive
race previews and the biggest range of race replays on offer, you have everything you need to give you the best betting experience all in the palm of your hand. Plus, enjoy access to detailed form, cutting-edge data and expert analysis from the best in the business. Download the TAB app today and stay ahead of the game. TAB. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio is proud to bring you every memorable moment of thoroughbred racing. This year's Melbourne Cup didn't let